Man, there's a lot to worry about. I'm moving from on-prem to the cloud, and I want to make sure that I can manage my boxes both in-house and in the cloud during that transition. I wish there was a product that could help me with that. Maybe I should do a Taste of Premier episode on it. Hey guys, and welcome to the show. Today I have John Clark with me. John is an IT service management architect with the IT service management practice. And if you remember a few episodes back, we had Carol Moon on. And John, I believe you know Carol.
Yes, I do. Carol is a colleague of mine, a fellow architect focused on the cloud.
So today we're going to talk about System Center 2012 Service Manager in the cloud. Are you up for it?
Certainly am.
Okay. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself first.
All right. Thanks. I'm, John Clark. I'm an architect with the IT service management practice. We're actually a national practice here in the U.S. We focus on really enabling or applying service management best practices across the Microsoft solution set and services set as well. So Carol Moon is focused on cloud. There's other solution architects that focus on Dynamics, general ITSM, security, as well as System Center. In general, we don't necessarily do the implementation, although we can. It's more about operationalizing it within our customers and helping them get the most benefit from those solutions. We actually have a Twitter handle, Microsoft at Microsoft ITSM, in case anyone wants to follow us. And again, our intent, or really our purpose, is to bridge the gap between intent and outcome. And what I mean by that is, when someone's looking to, optimize their operations, move into more of a service-based organization, there's the intent of that, and then versus the outcome. And we exist to bridge that outcome between those.
That's awesome. So I don't know a whole lot about Service Manager. I know that it's available as a component of System Center. I know generally customers have ECALs for it. What can you tell me about, Service Manager? What is it? How does it work? What are the benefits, et cetera?
So Service Manager is one of the, it's often the surprise to customers that they actually own it already as part of their System Center licensing. It's part of the entire System Center suite, and we wouldn't even implement it by itself. It would always be a complementary to an operations manager, config manager, those types of things. It handles most of the traditional service management operations and transition processes, incident problem, service request. There's a service request catalog component and self-service portal. There's a change and release in configuration management. Configuration management being, I think, one of its strengths because it's a consolidator of configuration data from operations manager, configuration manager, Active Directory, virtual machine manager. And it does this almost in an automated fashion. So there's very little human involvement with it. The integrated self-service portal is very service and structured based. It's not just a go enter a form that drives a human being. You can actually drive automation through it. And we've got a lot of customers that are now using that for role-based integration to the cloud, and allowing a programmer, a developer, even a user, say, I need a virtual environment, or I need something in the cloud, or I need my Office 365, something changed, or I need support with it through that self-service portal. There's the administration and library functions. Those are ways to basically federate administration. So through what's called an authoring role, a customer can quickly allow other people to create templates. The system is very template based, which means what we try and do is reduce the amount of key clicks, reduce the amount of time that people are spending in the tool, and reducing that. And then the System Center Data Warehouse that comes with Service Manager actually leverages the Microsoft BI stack, allowing both the traditional reporting services reports, which are go show me incidents between this time frame, this classification, and this service, related service, but the more powerful analysis services where I can spot trends and do kind of what-if analysis via Excel or a SharePoint website. So by taking that data out of the operational database, the service managers, the data is very current, what's there and being managed today, where historical data is actually stored in the data warehouse.
That's awesome. So, hey, I've got a question for you. If I'm an IT guy, and I've got to move my infrastructure into the cloud, and maybe I'm not familiar with Service Manager as a product. Can you just kind of break down the problem that Service Manager solves for me?
So the problem that Service Manager solves is I always speak in terms of it's for the human-centric processes. There's some automation and standardization, but one of the differences between Service Manager and its System Center brethren is that most of the other tools are for automating systemic process, managing configuration, monitoring the health of services as well as individual components, obviously backup and recovery, automation through Orchestrator, virtual machine management through VMM. Service Manager really deals with more of the people side, and that's why it's a different implementation, because it's going to drive workloads for where people are involved. For example, getting approvals for the fact I want a virtual environment in the cloud or in a private cloud. Managing resolution to incidents when they occur, if there's any types of failures, managing change. So if a change is scheduled from Azure or Office 365, as well as the customer's own internal change schedules, it can manage those things as well. So it's the problem it solves is managing the people side or the people-centric processes versus the systemic processes that really the rest of System Center is focused on.
Cool. That sounds awesome. Hey, John, so how does Service Manager compare to other tools, that are out there? Because I know there are a few out there, right? There's Remedy, there's ServiceNow, HP's got something, Computer Associates, I think, has something. How do we compare?
Well, Service Manager wasn't really designed or intended to compare to other ITSM tools. It's one of the reasons we don't necessarily participate in Gartner Magic Quadrant or go after Pink Verification. Service Manager was intended to be part of our cloud strategy and cloud story. That's where the product group's coming from with Service Manager. It's not something that would necessarily, like I said before, install alone without the other System Center components. It wouldn't lend itself to that type of environment. So it's part of our strategy for helping customers move to the cloud. Quickly integrating configuration items in their alerts from Operations Manager, quickly leveraging Active Directory data, not just for authentication, but actually as a data source for people information. The data warehouse reporting, what I was talking about earlier, being able to build a CMDB in 24 hours is, quite frankly, not something that I've seen with other solutions, and I've worked with quite a few of the ones you mentioned. So these are kind of the premise of the tool. However, as Peter Drucker points out, customer rarely buys what the company thinks it's selling. A large majority of our customers are implementing Service Manager to do the tool replacement all of the tools you mentioned. And what's driving this, I don't believe, is that Service Manager is a spectacular, fantastic tool. I think they own it, so they're going to make it work, and that's what they're doing. And normally the outcomes aren't that we're doing service management better. The outcomes are typically we saved a lot of money. We saved time and money because the implementation was rather quick, and now we don't have to pay for support because we were already paying support for System Center. We don't need a whole team of people to support it because it has a much smaller support footprint. So, there's some customers that Service Manager is not for. Massive you know, massive enterprises that are, you know, need a large service management solution. Service manager may not be the right solution yet. It's with each passing service pack and update, the performance is getting better. But you know, so it's for which organization is right for.
Yeah. So how does an organization know that Service Manager is the right tool for them?
There's going to be a couple of variables. And again, we've got some large customers now using it that have done some various performance tweaks. And typically scale is the first issue. And keeping, you know, a larger enterprise of, you know, 50,000 users, customers rather, on the portal, there is a sizer spreadsheet that has some of the, it's under a service manager job aids. You can go out and Bing that or use that other search engine and find the job aids tool. There's actually a sizer spreadsheet in there. It'll help you understand sizing of service manager from a physical perspective. So it can be implemented virtual under VMware or preferably Hyper-V. But those are we do this in physical because it's easier to, it's more predictable, and then you have to do the conversion to virtual. But it's typically the limiters would be massive scale and massive distribution. But there are partner solutions that have addressed this as well with some rather elegant solutions, all built on the same architecture. So I wouldn't necessarily preclude it from consideration from a large corporation, but there are options available to address those.
Okay. So you mentioned displacement to save costs. Can you kind of elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure. So what we typically find is customers have already implemented and are paying support on BMC Remini, ServiceNow, HP. And what they're trying to do is reduce those costs. So say, for example, and they already own System Center, and that's true. We, as a services organization, we rarely go in where they're not already using System Center. They're already Microsoft customers. They're using typically Configuration Manager, Operations Manager. Some have deployed Virtual Machine Manager, and others are very interested in Orchestrator. So it's the right place for us to be. So with some of the traditional on-premise systems like BMC Remini, HP Service Manager, which oddly has the same name as ours, those are massive support costs. And it's why a company like ServiceNow has been able to come in and undercut them with a cloud-based solution. But we have displaced ServiceNow as well, where I think the customers are experiencing what I call expense fatigue. Their IT budget is still being constrained, so they are having to spend less and less. And when they try to do things beyond traditional incident request type things with ServiceNow, such as automation and change, the price tag goes up, and it just starts to get out of their price range. So it's these IT organizations that are wanting to leverage their investment in System Center, and discontinue paying for these other solutions.
So Service Manager is an on-prem tool, right? So how does it fit into our cloud strategy?
Simple. Again, when Microsoft says cloud first, mobile first, you know, ultimately, I think it benefits Microsoft if that focus is on Azure, Office 365, and public cloud. But when we say cloud, we're really speaking of hybrid cloud, which also includes what we'd call private or hybrid integrated with public and private, which is probably the best solution. So when speaking to customers, I always make sure they understand when I'm talking cloud, I'm talking both private and public or that hybrid integration. You know, as mentioned before, you know, where do you want to manage that from? Do you want to manage that on-prem or do you want to manage that in the cloud? Yes, System Center, like Service Manager, as well as the rest of System Center, has those roots from being an on-premise. And most organizations still have a tremendous amount of assets that need managed on-prem. If I were to take that functionality and put it in the cloud, I'm going to need a lot of network bandwidth to bring that configuration information data up. You know, there's going to be some things that it may not lend itself yet to being entirely cloud-based. On the flip side, Azure has just announced some G-model VMs, and they address some of the I/O issues that Service Manager, Operations Manager, and some of these tools are rather I/O intensive. They're reads and writes to the disk. They need expediency, or things tend to back up. Well, these new G-model VMs in Azure, I believe, are going to help promote more of System Center, not just Service Manager, existing in the Azure cloud. But they just got announced, and I'm looking forward to see the performance. But they were designed for high IO applications like Dynamics CRM, like System Center, and even customer applications that require that high degree of IO.
That's cool. What about monitoring the cloud?
There's continuing growth in that ability. So for example, if I wanted to monitor and manage the cloud, all of the System Center components, namely Orchestrator, VMM, Operations Manager, already have those capabilities today. One of those that just came out last month was the Office 365 monitoring or management packs that allows Operations Manager to manage and monitor your Office 365 tenant. Actually discovers things like Dynamics, but it's a way of reporting in a different way because you don't have the depth of information that you would managing Exchange, SharePoint, Link on-prem, but you're able to tell if there's an impacting incident, does discovery of what you have. I tried this in my tenant and actually discovered that I had Dynamics CRM as well. And then that management pack could be loaded in Service Manager because Service Manager and Operations Manager share the same object model. And you would typically load, if you're managing Office 365 and Operations Manager, bring those management packs over. So that information is available in Service Manager as well. So that, again, is a pretty out-of-the-box, quick implementation to manage the cloud. As far as managing Azure, an IaaS VM would take a traditional agent. So you could put an Operations Manager agent on an IaaS device. And then things that are more platform as a service based, we could run synthetic transactions. And again, if there's a performance, an incident, a fault, or something like that, that can easily be brought back into Service Manager because, again, that shared architecture between Operations Manager and Service Manager.
What are some general recommendations that you and your practice make when it comes to implementing Service Manager? And, what are some of the pitfalls that you guys have seen, some of the things that you've run into?
So, as I mentioned before, customers are implementing it for traditional ITSM workloads. And oftentimes what they're doing is they're taking the model from a legacy system and trying to force fit and apply that in the Service Manager. We call that Ticketopia, where everything's a ticket. And we're trying to change that to move from very diversified workloads where we're managing failures, incidents, separately than requests. Because quite often when you go into an environment where they do ticketing, they have to pick one of those with our tool or any other tool. And they'll make everything a ticket or everything an incident when in fact 60% of that workload is more request-based. And obviously, if I take requests and I can automate them, huge value driver there, where I'm reducing the need for service desk, I'm reducing the need for what I call intellectual grunt work, because as I can use all of System Center, I can take in a request, ask the appropriate information, send that over to Orchestrator or Service SMA or the Service Management Automation, which is Azure or on-prem based, and drive those workloads from a completely automated approach. Incidents then can now be managed down because obviously that represents failure and we want to get rid of that. So that's one is taking that traditional approach to implementing ticketing tools. We want to move away from that model. And so what we've come up with, and it's been almost 100% adopted by our customers, is what we call directed implementation. And what directed implementation is instead of the old model, and I say old model from working with the other tools where you come in and you say, we're going to have a long requirements gathering phase, and you're going to tell us what you wanted to do with the tool, and then we're going to customize it to within an inch of its life. We don't take that approach. we were looking for customers that want to leverage Service Manager for what it was intended to be, which is that technology that helps them move to the cloud, drives standardization, drives automation. Some of the things that Carol was talking about when you interviewed him last time. So, it's a transitional tool, if nothing else, to help them move to the cloud and, you know, reduce their cost on service management workloads, reduce their dependency on some of the traditional tools that are still driving so much significant manual effort. Most IT organizations, their budgets are shrinking, and so we're trying to make the most with our solutions, which they already own, because they're using System Center as a whole, and then also help them make that transition to the cloud. And that's really what our directed implementation approach is about, is getting away from that old model of 9-month implementations to very accelerated, very directed. And it's amazing how many customers say, yes, I want that.
That's awesome. And you know, one thing that I want to mention is that, we talked about it earlier, and I want to mention it again just because I want to make sure that it sticks in people's minds. You know, so if you've been watching the show and you've made it this far, I want to make sure that you understand that System Center, if you own that, you know, you probably already have the ECALs for Service Manager. So, John, any last thoughts?
No. Again, our practice exists, as I said, for either applying or enabling service management practices. Service Manager isn't our only tool in our complement of services. We do a lot of other things. As Carol mentioned, we're helping customers transition to cloud, maybe starting with Office 365, also working with Azure. We do a lot around System Center, all of the products, including both improvement as well as implementation. And, we have the flexibility to do a lot of other things that don't necessarily involve technology, such as service catalog design. We have some actually, basically embedding within organizations that we didn't necessarily sell or force ourselves into. They saw the value in some of our short-term engagements with them and now have made some of our staff members long-term staff aug for their ITSM programs and initiatives. And we've had some amazing success in the sectors that we work.
Awesome. Is there a public-facing website that customers can get to learn more?
Unfortunately not. Within Microsoft, you have to be a worldwide organization to have a public-facing website. So in the U.S., one way to get a hold of us is the Twitter handle, but obviously that's just for initial contact. But if you send an email to microsoftitsm@microsoft.com, that's one way to get a hold of us. Obviously, one of the most common ways of leveraging our services is to talk to your TAM on Premier or your account executive if you're interested in leveraging us for MCS. We can actually work on both Premier and MCS paper.
Awesome. So now for the really important stuff. Hold up your arm. And there it is, ladies and gentlemen, the brand new Microsoft Band. Woohoo! How do you like it so far?
I've only had it 20 minutes. I just started working with it before this interview, and yeah. I'm already impressed. It's been telling me I'm getting emails as we've been talking.
Yeah. Yeah, so it just vibrates. It charges via USB, right?
Yep.
And it does your heart rate, too, and, like, tracks your steps. And
I understand it's got quite a bit. I was a Fitbit user, I understand it's got more sensors and capabilities than the Fitbit. So I'm very excited to see what else it can do to improve my health.
Yeah. So, the other really cool thing about it is that we're not Microsoft phone specific with it, right? We work with iOS and Android as well, which I think is huge.
That is correct. However, you only get Cortana with a Windows phone.
Woo! And I love Cortana. All right. So listen, thank you so much for being on the show. You did a great job. And I learned a lot about Service Manager today, as I hope anybody listening did. I'd love to have you back. you know, you and I need to get together afterwards and just, you know, find another topic, and we'll figure all of that out offline.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep. Well, there you have it, guys. That's your Taste of Premiere.